You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten Podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It is Monday, September 21st. I am your host, Ben Stevens, joined on every Monday now by my man who hosts the Locked On Nittany Lions show. It is Kevin McGuire, and we are excited to be talking to you today because, Kevin, we have a Big Ten schedule to break down once again. For the third time in this calendar year, we have a Big Ten football schedule.
Yes, as I said on the Locked On Nittany Lions podcast also today, I said I don't know how many times I was going to have to give a deep dive into Penn State's schedule, but I am here for it. I'm glad we get to do a chance to do it one more time. Hopefully this is the last time, Ben, because I don't know how much more energy I have to break down Big Ten schedules this year.
I can't do any more times after this. There is not a fourth iteration of this schedule. This is it. Lock it in. We are playing come the weekend of October 24th. As you know, Kevin, you have been a part of some of the schedule breakdowns here on the Locked On Big Ten show. That's how I filled time pretty much between May and June as we were building up for a 2020 college football season. That first iteration of the original schedule, kaput. And then I did one breakdown of the conference-only schedule with somebody talking about Ohio State, and that also meant nothing because the next day the Big Ten announced they had postponed the fall sports season on August 11th. But we don't go back to the sad. Now we think about the glad. And on Saturday, we got this third iteration of the Big Ten conference only schedule. 8 games in 8 regular season weeks, obviously figured off with the Champions Week, which we have the Big Ten title game on December 19th, followed up with the divisional matchups, the 2 versus 2, 3 versus 3, so on and so forth. Kevin, as you were watching the Fox College Football Kickoff show, really being held hostage as they knew they had us for the first hour of releasing that schedule, what did you make of the Big Ten schedule overall as you saw it on Saturday?
Well, Nebraska, you wanted to play Big Ten football? You're going to play some Big Ten football right out of the gates. I don't know how much of that was actually designed against Nebraska, but I think it was pretty comical to take a look and see who Nebraska's going to be playing. But, you know, bottom line, you know, Ben, as we've talked about the Big Ten schedules for as many times as we have this year, the game of the season to me still is going to be that Penn State Ohio State game. We're going to get that pretty early in the year, the week 2 of the Big Ten schedule. So, you know, obviously, there's so many more ingredients to what's going to make up the Big Ten season. But that was certainly one of the games that I was very curious to see how that was going to play out. And then I want to know who's going to be playing who in the crossover matchups. You know,
right?
You know, Penn State Ohio State. Were they going to get Wisconsin and Minnesota? Who was going to get Wisconsin and Minnesota? So, obviously, you know, we saw that the schedules have been pretty fortunate not to have a Wisconsin-Minnesota crossing over with Penn State-Wisconsin, at least as part of the regular season's concern. We'll see what happens in that championship week because we'll probably get some matchups lined up there. But, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting to see that all play out. Not totally unexpected, I don't think, but I was very curious. I wanted to see what was going to happen when the schedules were actually put to ink and to see who was going to be playing who.
Fox College Kickoff knew that they had us for about an hour until I turned it back over to ESPN Game Day and started watching Lee Corso put on whatever headset he needed for this game. But regardless, it took some time, but I'm glad that we have a schedule. And Kevin and I are going to break it down in a couple of categories here, trying to look through the schedule, go week, and see what we have through some of these great matchups that we will have during this 8-week sprint of conference-only games in the Big Ten. So Kevin, let's start. I think you alluded to it, but what was your favorite matchup that you saw? Anything that caught your eye early on as well? I'm excited for this game. I circle it on my calendar.
Yeah, I try not to be a homer when I say this, but I'm going to go back to that Penn State-Ohio State game because going into the season, when we had a full regular season, when we had an adjusted for conference-only season, now we've got the third version of this, the game of the year to me in the Big Ten, it was going to be that Ohio State-Penn State game. And that's because we all know Ohio State is being viewed as a very likely national championship contender. Penn State is certainly on that college football playoff radar too, trying to get over that hump, get into that 14 field at the end of the year. And, right. You know, going off of the preseason rankings, everything, you look to see where Ohio State was, Penn State was. These were top 5, top 6 teams going into the season before things were adjusted. So when you get a chance to see them go head to head, that's very likely going to be the game that determines who's going to come out of the Big Ten East division. And I see no reason to really bear off of that course right now. I think the fact that even if it's going to be in the second week of the Big Ten schedule, it's still going to set a tone for what's going to happen. And Ben, I'm going to tell you right now, that matchup right there in week 2, that sets the Big Ten up for a possible scenario where they can make a case for 2 teams in the college football playoff. Obviously, we're not going to take any games for granted here, Ben. But, you know, if Penn State happens to beat Ohio State, I don't think anyone else is going to beat Ohio State. I still think Ohio State's going to be ending the year with no more than one loss. And if that right. one loss is at Penn State, and then Penn State can go and take care of their business as well and obviously win the Big Ten championship, you're talking about two teams from the Big Ten that are going to have very strong cases to be included in the college football playoff. Obviously, depending on what happens in the other conferences, but Ohio State's going to be well situated, and Penn State in that scenario would be a very interesting case as well.
Right, or vice versa. Really, if Penn State loses that game and they still are able to take care of business coming down and win their final six games, get to that Champions Week in that ninth week of the Big Ten season and possibly play a Minnesota or an Iowa, that's another quality win on their schedule. I completely agree with you. When I saw that week two, I think your first thing is, really, this game this early on, this is going to be that impactful? But I thought of it much like you did, that this sets up the Big Ten to possibly, depending on how the rest of the college football landscape plays out, have two teams in that Final Four making the college football playoff. So my favorite matchup, I think it's easy to say the game. And I know a lot of people were back and excited that that will be played the final week of the regular season. Funny enough, in the first iteration of the conference-only schedule, they had moved up the Buckeyes and the Wolverines annual matchup to that October 24th weekend, so they could delay it if need be, if things had to be postponed. Obviously, they were not going to start off the year with Michigan-Ohio State, because if Michigan loses that game, their entire season means absolutely nothing. Regardless, that game, the final week of the regular season now on December 12th. But my favorite matchup, if you like what decides the Big Ten East, I'm going to say what I think will decide the Big Ten West, and that is week six of the season, November 28th, Minnesota visiting Wisconsin. I think as you look at the schedule and how it breaks out game by game, I think Wisconsin will be undefeated at that point. Their first five games against Illinois, Nebraska, Purdue, a tough one with Michigan, and then Northwestern prior to taking on the Gophers. Minnesota has a tougher stretch in their first five games. They have Michigan to start, then Maryland, Illinois, Iowa, and then Purdue before playing the Badgers. If they win that Michigan game, though, to start the year, Minnesota's schedule, the first time around and in the conference only, has always been very heavily front-loaded and has been difficult. But it also can teach you, all right, here's what we have this season. And if you can build some of that momentum, and as we've seen with college football this year, the game reps you can get early on are going to be super impactful. And to have a returner at quarterback in Tanner Morgan, who's coming off a great 2019, I right now, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in the weeks ahead, I would lean Minnesota over Michigan in that opening game. So you get to that week six matchup, Wisconsin and Minnesota. It will decide the Big Ten West, and I think that is going to be a monumental game for what happens in the championship week for the Big Ten title game. Also, because you talked about it, and we have to laugh about it, lol. To Nebraska playing Ohio State in week one. That is also my favorite matchup, just as a haha, this is very comical. Nebraska, you wanted to play football? Well, here we go. And you say, yeah, you can kind of joke about it, but there might be some truth to it. And Nebraska's AD, Bill Moose, is a truth teller. He's a straight shooter. And he even said, if it smells like it, it kind of is like it. So that was pretty interesting to see. And that made for some good Twitter convo and banter on Saturday morning for sure.
Yeah, and Ben, don't forget, take a look at the rest of that Nebraska schedule that first those first 4 weeks. Not only do they have to play on the road against Ohio State to start the year, they come home for their home opener against Wisconsin, who, again, as we've said, is going to be very tough once again this year. And then they have to go on the road to Northwestern. And if you ask any Nebraska fan for their best memory against Northwestern, they're going to struggle to find it because there are not many. Nope. Northwestern just gives them the fits. And then, of course, they're going to return home and they're going to play Penn State. So that is a brutal first 4 weeks of the season. And they still have to play Minnesota later in the year. So Nebraska obviously is going to have their hand cut out for them. They're probably going to have that work cut out for them all season long, no matter what version of the schedule we're talking about. But the fact that they're going to take so many big heavy hitters, three out of the first 4 weeks for sure, that's going to be a real challenge for Scott Frost. And hey, if they get out of that with a 2-2 record, all things are going to be smooth sailing move from there. Yeah. But I think that's going to be a little bit of a tall order, but hey, there's no better way to test to see exactly where you are than playing some of the best teams right out of the gate. Nebraska is certainly going to get that challenge.
Having that congruity from year to year, having the same head coach being in there, having the same starting quarterback coming back, that will be big for Nebraska. Obviously, having Scott Frost as your head Husker and Adrian Martinez coming back, looking to bounce back from a disappointing 2019. So, Kevin, I've been in a celebratory mood really since Wednesday. I've been super excited all weekend long. And you might be thinking, oh, Ben, did you have some adult beverages this weekend? Yes, I did. But you know how else I celebrated? With the best tasting protein bar ever. That is right. I celebrated with many, many Built Bars. But I wasn't too worried about having too many Built Bars because they are incredible when it comes to nutrition. They are great for the health conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but they are high in protein and high in fiber. So I knew that when I was having them this weekend, I think I had three or four, and the bars covered in 100% chocolate. I was like, wow, this is like a candy bar, but I know it's also not bad for me either. And that is the great thing about Built Bar. So when you go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. And let's celebrate the Big Ten being back with a couple of Built Bars. It is the Monday edition, but the energy is flowing high here on the Locked On Big Ten show. We're carrying it over from the excitement of last week. Big Ten football is back. It is Ben Stevens, and it is the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, Kevin McGuire, who's been covering college football for many, many years, more experienced than I, and bringing that great knowledge as we break down the new Big Ten football schedule for the fall of 2020. So, Kevin, we had our favorite matchups through the Big Ten conference season. Now let's look overall at our favorite week of this new Big Ten schedule. What week sticks out to Kevin McGuire?
All right, well, I'm going to go with week six of your Big Ten schedule. And if you're keeping track at home, that's actually week 13 of the 2020 college football season. I know it's hard to keep track, but just throwing it out there. You already mentioned one of the biggest games that's going to be played that weekend. That's going to be the Minnesota game at Wisconsin. No question. That is the game that I'm looking forward to most in that Big Ten West. But take a look at some of the other games that are happening that particular weekend. We already mentioned Nebraska and how tough of a slate they're going to have. I have a feeling we're going to come back to Nebraska, but they are still on the road at Iowa that weekend. And that's always a kind of a fun little rivalry that's been building, and getting that in late November, that's going to be pretty fun. But I also take a look at those Big East teams that we talked about earlier, Ohio State and Penn State. They're both on the road that weekend. Now, Ohio State's going to be at Illinois. I don't know exactly what to expect out of the Illini this year. I don't know if that's going to be a huge upset potential, but hey, they beat Wisconsin last year in Champaign, so it's going to be a weird year. We've already seen some weird things, so who's to say that Ohio State can't be tripped up? And it is Ohio State tradition to lose a game that they shouldn't have on the road, so who knows? And then Penn State, they're going to be at Michigan. And if you've been following this series, the home team has had a pretty good advantage. It was a little closer last year, but the home field advantage has been pretty important in this series lately. I don't know what the home field advantage is going to be this year, though, because the fans aren't in the stands. Maybe that's a neutralizing factor. But either way, Penn State going to Ann Arbor, that's a house of horrors for the Nittany Lions over the number of years. And this game being as late in the season as it is, we already kind of alluded to some of the scenarios that could potentially be in play. This could be a very big game for Penn State, not to mention Michigan.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that week six schedule of the Big Ten slate.
I completely agree with you. I had week six as my number one spot, but just behind it, because you laid out week six so beautifully, I had the final week of the season, week number eight, that weekend of December 12th, because you have some great rivalry games in there. Obviously, you have the game, but you also have the Land-Grant Trophy between Penn State and Michigan State. And as I learned today, Kevin, doing my research, that the Land-Grant Trophy has to do with the fact that both Michigan State and Penn State are the two oldest Land-Grant universities in America. And if you didn't know, Land-Grants universities were given to by a state senator or a state legislature. That's the word I'm looking for. My government terms now coming back to me, or paid for by Congress to set up education back in the mid-1800s. So there you go. A little history lesson here on Locked On Big Ten as well. And then that final week of the season capped off with a couple other good rivalry games in the Big Ten West. You have Iowa and Wisconsin, and then Minnesota and Nebraska, which is now building up. That would have been the Black Friday game from the original schedule as well. So that final week of the season also has some dandies in there. But like you, Kevin, I had week six as my top one because, mentioned, some of those heated rivalries that are starting to build, Nebraska and Iowa, as much as Husker fans probably don't consider it a true rival yet, they don't like each other and they share a border. So we've seen, even with our good friend Andrew Wade of Locked On Hawkeyes this past week, sharing out a quote from an Iowa commit who is going and saying that they are going to be stomping on the Huskers or looking to beat the Nebraska every year, which Iowa has done as of late. There's a little bit of vitriol between those two fan bases. So that should be a very, very fun week and a very fun game. And you mentioned, obviously, the huge game playing for Paul Bunyan's axe, week six, Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then Penn State at Michigan is going to be a thrilling game, regardless of where Michigan sits at that point. I think we'll discuss in just a moment with our toughest schedule breakdowns. It's still going to be an entertaining game between the Nittany Lions and the Wolverines. So using my own bridge that I just did right there, let's look at the toughest schedule in the Big Ten as you see it in this third iteration of the conference-only schedule.
Well, I'm going to eliminate Rutgers from the conversation just to get that out of the way. But realistically,
everything's hard when you're Rutgers. Everything is hard.
Look, no disrespect, Rutgers. It's going to be a tough year. Anyway, toughest schedule for me has to be the Michigan Wolverines. Okay, they already play in the Big Ten East, so we know they're going to play Ohio State and Penn State. Already alluded to that Penn State game. It's going to be at home. Got to go to Ohio State at the end of the year. We know what's been happening in that history. Two huge games for any team that's going to be playing in the Big Ten this year. But you throw in the crossover games that Michigan's going to get. Obviously, they're opening the season on the road against Minnesota, and you do not want to go up against PJ Fleck rowing the boat in week one of this wild card season, as far as I'm concerned. And then in mid-November, they get that home game against Wisconsin. We've been saying this all the show here. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State. These are the four top teams in their, you know, top two in their respective division. So getting all four of them in one schedule, that is a brutal draw of the straw there for the Michigan Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh. So it's going to be a challenging year for Jim Harbaugh and the Jim Harbaugh narrative. If he needs to perform in some of these games, there's no question about that.
Right, absolutely. And that will come down to it in Michigan's final game of the year. It will come down to the game, especially because you mentioned one of the toughest slates. Michigan fans, if you're listening, I apologize, but I could see the Wolverines being a 4-4 or 5-3 team this year just because they have the two toughest crossovers with the Big Ten West. You mentioned both the Gophers and the Badgers, and that kind of brings me to what I think is also the toughest schedule in the other division, and that being the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They wanted football back. Oh, they got some big boy Big Ten football this year. Nebraska, as we mentioned, that murderer's row to start off. Ohio State, Wisconsin, a little bit easier against Northwestern. That's probably their best chance to win. And then Penn State, but they also finish with Minnesota and Iowa in two of those final 3 weeks of the year. So my question to you being, Kevin, whose schedule do you think is harder between Nebraska and Michigan? Because I have it as a tie, and they both have those two tough crossovers. But I want to see, who do you think fares better? That's kind of what I'm getting at here between the Huskers and the Wolverines this year with those tough schedules.
Well, I think Michigan will fare better in the win column with their schedule than Nebraska. And that's not just because of the talent. I just feel like they're going to have a better shot to win more of their games outside of the four that we've already talked. And they can win some of those games. There's no question about that. I think Nebraska is just going to be set up a little bit differently. I still think Scott Frost is kind of retooling a couple things there. And I don't know if it's all going to come together. And it's going to be a tough slate to start the season. So I still think Nebraska is going to be a better team than a lot of people are expecting them to be. I just think it's a brutal schedule. So I don't know how much I want to hold that against them. So I think Michigan fares better in the win column. I think Nebraska holds their own, though. I think they're going to put in a respectable season. I just don't know if it's going to necessarily show in the win column that's going to appease enough people that are critical of Nebraska and Scott Frost.
I completely agree with you. And that's going to be a narrative that continues to form throughout the season. And I think people are going to poke some fun at Nebraska this year, unfortunately, for the Huskers in the Big Ten, just because the win column might not look great. I do believe they will be competitive in those games. And like we mentioned, Michigan does have a very hard schedule, and the games against Ohio State, Penn State, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are going to be very tough tests. But that's not to say Michigan can't win two of them or one of them or maybe even three of them somehow. Michigan will be a good football team in 2020. It just was not the schedule they needed if they wanted to bounce back and be a part of the national discussion, maybe moving into the Final Four, making a run at the college football playoff in this weird year that is 2020. So we've done the toughest schedule. We will get to the easiest schedule here with the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, my co-host every Monday, Kevin McGuire. We finished up the show coming up next. The Big Ten schedule breakdown in full here on the Locked On Big Ten show. It is Ben Stevens with my co-host every Monday, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions. It is Kevin McGuire. We are breaking down the third version of the Big Ten football schedule. We have gone through our favorite matchup. We have gone through our favorite week of the season. We have gone through the toughest schedules of the 14 Big Ten teams that have to endure what will be a very weird and peculiar but very fun to watch 2020 season. So that leaves us with the easiest schedule for a Big Ten team this fall. Kevin, who do you see that being, and what is the schedule looking like? That's a little bit of a cakewalk maybe for one of these Big Ten teams.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a cakewalk, but I think of all the teams and all the schedules I've been looking over, I really like Minnesota's schedule. I think this is a really good schedule for Minnesota. They do have Michigan in that first week. Win or lose that game, I like the way that the schedule plays out. Even though they have to play on the road at Wisconsin, a game we already mentioned, the rest of the schedule is pretty favorable as far as I'm concerned for Minnesota. A road game to Maryland doesn't seem like that much of a threat to me at this time. I still don't think an early road game at Illinois is going to be too much of a problem for Minnesota. They're going to get Iowa at home. They'll get Purdue at home. Then they got to go to Wisconsin. They get Northwestern at home. Got to go to Nebraska. So we'll see where Nebraska is at the end of the season. We'll obviously see where Minnesota is. But to me, outside of Michigan at home and a road trip to Wisconsin, which Minnesota knows they can win, This is not a schedule that should be something that prevents Minnesota from thinking big things about this year. They don't have to play Penn State. They don't have to play Ohio State. They got Michigan and they get Maryland in the crossover division. So, and they get them out of the way. So that's not as daunting of a schedule as it could have potentially been. So I think for this season, I'm certainly thinking Big Ten championship game or bust here for PJ Fleck and the Gophers.
And that's the next step they have to take. That's been the interesting thing as we've looked at this Minnesota football team going into 2020. Was 2019 a little bit of a flash in the pan, or is it the start of PJ Fleck building that program in Minneapolis that is going to be competing for the Big Ten West title year in and year out? We will see. But having the consistency back with Tanner Morgan, we'll see what happens with Rashad Bateman if he can come back. He has already signed with an agent for the NFL draft, but it's been a weird year. If they want to come back NCAA, let them do so. That is my rant against you guys. It's been weird. Let them be weird. Let us get our best Big Ten talent back. And I know Penn State in a similar position with Micah Parsons. What do you think there, Kevin, before I get
into the schedule? I was going to say, Ben, let me chime in here and say that I'm fully on board with the idea of getting any player that wants to opt back in, regardless of whether they sign with an agent. This is a very interesting and a unique case this year. I say let them in. Do what's best for the player. If they want to come back and play, let's make it happen. You know, obviously, we can make an exemption for this year. Now, as far as Micah Parsons is concerned, I'm not holding my breath. I think that page has been turned. Obviously, we'll wait to see what happens. I know he put out a tweet saying that he's weighing some pretty big decisions right now, and James Franklin is continuing to have some dialogue there. And I don't think that dialogue is going to result in Micah Parsons coming back. And I've already kind of joked that, well, maybe he can just come back for the Ohio State game. And then, but I really think Micah Parsons coming back in a Penn State uniform, very likely not to happen. Hey, right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll eat my words. But I just don't think that that's going to happen.
Yeah, they could definitely use in week number two against the Buckeyes. My easiest schedule, speaking of those Buckeyes, and I know it's an easy answer, but it's Ohio State. They will be favored in every game this year. We know that, even the tough test against Penn State in week number two. But I think the Buckeyes lucked out when it comes to their crossover schedule. They get Nebraska and they get Illinois, and they get one of them out of the way really early on with that Huskers game, where I think they will be ready and ready to go. I mean, both teams have been eager to play and have had their ears pinned back, trying to get this Big Ten football season back. That best friendship that they've developed in the Big Ten, which has been so strange to me, will be put to the test that first week of the season. I think Ohio State takes care of business. But I think a favorable crossover schedule with the Big Ten West. They don't have Minnesota. They don't have Wisconsin. They don't even have Iowa, a team that has given them trouble in the past. They don't even have Purdue, the other team that's given them trouble in the past in the Big Ten schedule. That Illinois game kind of shapes up for it week six. I do agree. But I think the Buckeyes probably will, and Kevin, I apologize, be undefeated after the Big Ten regular season and probably win the Big Ten title game as well. We'll save our predictions for a later day. But yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, you don't have to apologize. I'm on record saying Ohio State's the team to beat in this conference, and I fully expect that they're probably going to be undefeated by the time the season ends. I just think that Penn State's probably going to have the best chance to knock them off.
I agree with that. And I think you brought up a great point about Minnesota not having those crossovers as well. We talk about how this conference schedule got realigned and remixed. Obviously, we know that it had to happen with this third iteration. But we say how tough it was for Nebraska. They have those crossovers with Ohio State and Penn State. Their third crossover opponent from the Big Ten East originally was Rutgers. That one was the one they had to part ways with. But then you look on the other hand with a team like Iowa, they lost Ohio State as part of their crossover battle. So that is a benefit to the Hawkeyes. And that will be another interesting team to see Spencer Petras under center for Kirk Ferentz this year. See, it's so much fun, Kevin, just talking about actual football. It's like, yeah, now we get to wonder how Spencer Petras is going to do. We get to wonder how the Gophers are going to do. Are they going to be excelling to the level they want to be? We get to talk about Justin Fields and all the magic he's going to do on the field. We get to worry about Sean Clifford. All these great things we get to talk about. It's just so much fun, man. I get myself so excited when I think about it.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I could finally go into an official preseason mode now that we have a season starting date on schedule. I wanted to ask you, Ben, real quick before I know we wrap things up. The Big Ten schedule this year, of course, that Big Ten championship game that weekend, they're going to have a full slate of Big Ten football that day, assuming they stick to that schedule where you get your second place versus second place, third place versus third place. What do you like of that idea? Do you like the idea? Do you think that's something that should continue, or is this just a one-year thing? And first of all, how are they going to determine how the home field advantage is? So have they organized that one yet?
I don't think so. And I know there's been some rumors and speculation, who knows if it's really founded or not, that they might have those at weird sites and like play them at different kind of places around the Big Ten, around the Midwest. Maybe it wouldn't
quasi bowl games.
I mean, kind of, and that's kind of how I think about it for this year. We're talking about the Big Ten Champions Week, obviously. The Big Ten title game will take place in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium on that Saturday, December 19th. But the other games, the 2-2, the 3-3, the 7-7, wherever that may be, I think they can have some fun with it. I really do like the idea. Do I see it continuing past this year in 2020? Probably not. But I do really love the idea for this season. And we get those additional crossover matchups as well. And they have said if they've already matched up, they're not going to have them play again at the end of the year. So we'll have to see how the standings break down But I do like it for this year. I'm a big fan of Big Ten Champions Week. I think I'm going to try to get a shirt for it. You know, it could be like a relic in like 40 years from now. My grandkids are like, oh, Pop, what's that about? I'm like, let me tell you about the year 2020 and Big Ten Champions Week. So that could be some fun. So I really do like it for this season. I'm excited to see what happens. And, capped off with a Big Ten title game at night, it would be great if they had the matchups kind of staggered start all the way throughout the day until we cap it off with a Big Ten championship game at, primetime, 7:30, 8 p.m. Eastern. That would be a real celebration for Big Ten football in a year where we need to be celebrating some things.
I'm all for it. And obviously it gives everybody a chance to play one more game. And hopefully that's something that everybody's going to be able to do. I think at the end of the year, who knows what's going to happen with this Big Ten schedule. I know we're about a month away from it actually kicking off. And I hope that it kicks off. And I hope that we're able to go through this year without any alterations to the schedule, the way we've already seen around the country. I would right. not be surprised if we're talking about that. I know we didn't even get into that right. scenario, but if we could save that conversation, you can save that one for tomorrow's episode if you yeah. want. But there are so many different variables of the play. I would agree, Ben. It's just good to finally get a chance to look at the schedule, talk about what to expect out of it. And I know we're going to be doing all that a whole lot more on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Yeah, we do have now this sprint. Our preseason training camp starts as we get ready for that first opening weekend of Big Ten football. Oh, just saying the words gives me chills down my spine. The weekend of October 24th. We'll probably have a game that Friday night, October 23rd as well. But for today, September 21st, a Monday, we hope we got your week started off on the right foot with some Big Ten football talk. So Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, the host of the Thursday edition of the Locked On College Football Show, giving you all the college football insight, analysis, and takes that you could possibly have. Kevin, this was a ton of fun.
I can't wait for next Monday, but you have a great rest of the week. I know I'll be tuning in.
I appreciate it, my man. I will talk to you next week. And until we talk to you guys, the listeners, have a splendid Monday.